You are listening to the Maggie Dawn Show. I am the special guest host, Tom Palzowitz. I have a great guest with me right now, Brad Schlikowski from Courage MKE. Brad, there was a big announcement at your gala, so why don't you let us in on that?
Sure. So, you know, Courage MKE has grown, and it's grown really fast in 9 short years. Courage MKE is the origin, right? I have an amazing group of people that I work with every single day that are bringing more to the table than we could have ever imagined for our organization. And that Courage MKE story is a lot of times the Brad and Nick story, right? And it's time to sunset that, because now this is our story. This is the community story. So starting in January, we're rebranding and renaming ourselves to Courage Plus. That plus becomes an equation. It's Courage Plus you, Courage Plus the community, Courage Plus trans rights, right? So we're really excited for where we're going. You know, we're looking at opening additional facilities in the state of Wisconsin. We're working on we have programming that we've already launched and more coming under the Plus You program, where it's our community facing program where we invite parents in, or grandparents or guardians, to help them understand their LGBT kids, or allow them a safe space to ask the questions that they're afraid to ask. Because I think it's more important that these questions get asked than these assumptions and thoughts running through their head. Let's clear it up so that you can have an effective and quality relationship with your child. But on the flip side, we're going to start two different youth groups. We're starting two different youth groups, one for just youth and one for youth that want to invite their parent in, so we can help navigate and mediate that relationship.
That's awesome. Yeah. So there's a lot about where you're going. I just want to share a quick story from my first campaign. My campaign manager, who I hired, happened to be gay, and we had some, I thought, pretty good conversations. Me being a white suburban male, I think he gave me some a really good information along the way. And one of the times was, as we were campaigning up in West Bend, and I was like, oh, what a quaint little town. And, you know, this is, you know, there's one of these main streets in every America. I said, you know, it just sort of warms my heart to see it. And he said, Tom, I don't think you understand. I don't feel safe here.
Yeah.
And that really, it like hit me. And I'm like, that is an entirely different perspective. I don't feel safe here. Because that environment was not something that brought a level of joy to him or a level of understanding that he was included or could be involved. It was, I want to get out of here. So, yeah. Brad, I've asked you this question before, but I'll ask it again. How many at-risk youths do you think there are that need your help in Wisconsin?
Oh. Look, if you took all of the kids in foster care, it would overfill Miller Park or American Family, whatever it's called now, right?
Right. American Family Field, just, yep.
In just in kids and out of home care, 40% of Miller Park are at risk youth. And then we have the youth that are unaccounted for that are already living on the street. So when I tell you that there's thousands, I'm not exaggerating. And can you imagine being 7, 10, 11, 12, a teenager and not knowing who to trust or who to count on? It's a privilege that I took for granted. And with your help, Tom, and your listeners' help, we can all be that person for these kids.
Yeah, and I think that's the key point, is you're going to need a lot more in order to be able to help as many as are needed. And
especially with federal funding going away.
Yes. And I think that's the one thing that you had mentioned at your event is, you know, one of the things you don't do necessarily is take federal funding. So you're not going to lose that money, but you are going to have to find it from someplace else in order to keep growing. So,
and everyone else has to find it from someplace else too, right? So
yes.
It makes it that much harder.
Right. We got a couple more minutes before we go to break. I know we have a caller that's been waiting for a little while, and from Chippewa Falls. You're on the air.
Thank you for bringing this man in to talk about this. I think it's very good that we're educated on this. I'm an educator, and there are teachers that voted for Donald Trump.
Yes.
And you know what? If you're out there and you're an educator, shame on you, because we accept everyone. And I'm just so disappointed. You know, people need to read about transgenders and you know, become more educated so they understand these people. I mean, I've learned, you know, love thy neighbor as thyself. Why is this so hard? And I'd be more afraid to go into a bathroom with Mr. Gates than I would be for a transgender person.
Yep. And
yeah.
And thanks for your call. Appreciate it. I'm glad you raised those sentiments, though, because this is about education. This is about what do people need to know in order to overcome fear? So, Brad, we're unfortunately almost out of time, but what do you want to say to the listeners at this point of how they could help if they wanted to?
The first thing I want to say is pull out your phones. We're on Instagram, LinkedIn, Facebook. We are, our mission is to create a movement of people that care about these kids. Please follow us. You know, I'll be lying to tell you, we need your support. We need your financial support. We can't keep doing what we're doing without all of us doing it together.
Exactly. All right. So I know we're almost out of time, Brad. I just want to thank you again for coming on. This is an important issue. I think it's an issue that we have to be at the forefront on. But it's also an issue where the more we can educate, the more we can help people understand that they don't have to be afraid. And to me, that's one of the things that we have to do. So, Brad, thanks for coming on. Appreciate it. I know we got a couple of other callers on the line, but we're going to take a break here. And I'm excited about our next guest. Chris Larson is going to come on, our state senator, Chris Larson. He's been in Madison for a long time, but things have changed. So really looking forward to having a conversation with him, especially around the topic we were just talking about, education. So looking forward to
Thanks, Tom.
Thanks, Brad.
See you later.
See ya.